Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book that next Disney getaway, work with one of the great professional agents over at the Magic for Less. You're going to get first-class service from the time you fill out that free no-obligation quote form. And once you book with the Magic for Less, you can sit back and relax and start to just dream about that next Disney vacation, because the agents over at the Magic for Less are going to check every morning to make sure that you're still getting the best financial deal possible. And most importantly, they're there for you every step of the way with any questions you might have about my Disney experience or about maybe a dining location. They're there to help you have the most magical vacation ever. Don't forget, their services are absolutely free to you, so check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Born of cold and winter air and mountain rain.
Welcome to episode 726 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, for BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. And yes, I am back from my sabbatical down to Florida and the Bahamas. You know, I almost have residency down in the state of Florida. I think I can vote down there. I think I have oranges on my license plates at this point. And no, we had a great time, and I'm so excited to be back because I have stuff to share for the next couple of months, I think. And today we're going to, you know, let me kind of give you a heads up on this. We already recorded this Friday's podcast before I left, so we had a little buffer in case things were not smooth upon return to St. Louis. So we have to interrupt the previously recorded Friday episode about Landscape of Flavors, which was an awesome episode, I might add. And we'll bring that to you next Friday. And then after that, we're going to get into all of the adventures kind of in general. My thoughts on Wilderness Lodge, my thoughts on Riverside, my thoughts on getting a haircut on Main Street USA, all that kind of good fun stuff.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It was awesome, I'm telling you. But today, we're going to get to you because we always want to help you plan the best Disney vacation possible. And while we were down there, we found out about this event at the studios called the Frozen Fun Summer, or Olaf Summer Vacation, as they call it. And we wanted to talk about that because I happened to be there on the first day, last Saturday, of this event. And I'm very excited to share this with you because if you're headed down this summer, I want you to kind of have the heads up on what not to miss and what to do and how to avoid some pitfalls to have an amazing vacation. And just talk about this in general because I am very excited for what they're doing over at the studios this summer. So joining me today to talk about this, she blogged about it over on DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. Did a great job there, so check that out. We have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
Absolutely. I actually have two blog posts that have information about this awesome event, which is, by the way, officially called Frozen Summer Fun Live. So just so you know that. So, I have a news post about it. And then I also did a wonderful post, thanks to you, with full of pictures and lots of goodies and information that I was able to collect the day of the event. So you can head over to the blog at A Disney World After All and see all the awesome pictures that Mike took and all the fun that he had, because I'm sure you're going to want to see the pictures after he talks all about it. So
that's right. And you can just kind of follow along the pictures there over on my Instagram as well, over at Be Our Guest Mike on Instagram. And you can kind of sequentially see what we're talking about for today's episode. So we're going to kind of go from the beginning, and we were down there just vacationing and having a good time. And we were in the studios this particular day, and I think we were just kind of running around and doing some stuff we don't normally do. And we were queued up to meet Phineas and Ferb because I wanted to get a selfie with Phineas and Ferb.
Oh,
you know,
this
was the trip of selfies. If you follow me on Instagram, I tried to selfie
thanks
everywhere.
Thanks to me, by the way.
That's right.
Stole that from me.
Well, no, I went to the Disney press event for Mind Train. That was like their big thing this year, was to take selfies with everybody. So I continued that trend. Right. And while we were in line for Phineas and Ferb, the cast members talked about this Frozen event that was going to happen. And I'm like, because Phineas and Ferb were right there by the Premiere Theater.
Right.
And he was talking about how Frozen's going to have a sing-along in there and all this. I'm like, wait, say that again? Because he was
like,
talking to the people.
What? He was talking to people. Am I getting news? news?
Well, that's it. You know, he's talking to the people in front of me, and I'm like, you know, I know Ricky Niblett, and I've heard nothing of this, so I don't think this is true.
Hey, I sent you a message. Just saying. I did send you a message. It's not my fault you were on vacation and not paying attention to me.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. I block all fellow podcasters and everybody. Well, I'm on vacation. I get away from it. Anyway, so he's talking about this, and about the same time, our good friend Jay and Melissa, they let me know that something's coming on with Frozen, and it's going to start. And I was hearing two dates. I was hearing July 1st and July 5th, and I couldn't figure out which one it was. It ended up being on July 5th, which was last Saturday when they premiered this. But it really kind of perked my curiosity, because initially, and I want to have this conversation with you, Ricky, is that a lot of times we hear things like this leaked well in advance, and by the time it gets to opening day for something like this, we know exactly what's going to happen, and we've heard about it for months. So what did you know about this, and when did you know?
Nothing. And I knew about it pretty much. Let's see. I started seeing tidbits about it maybe 12 hours before it was announced officially. And from my understanding, this event really was a kind, I want to say last minute, but kind of was a last minute kind of throw together thing. They had announced previously a Rock Your Summer Side event for Disney's Hollywood Studios, and then it seemed like immediately that was gone. I still think that they have some pieces of it, but basically the whole Rock Your Summer Side thing was a dance party with, you know, the characters kind of dressed up in summer gear. So as soon as they decided on the Frozen thing, boom, they turned it around and they're like, hey, we're going to do this Frozen thing. So they incorporated the dance party into that, of course, because, you know, you got to have a dance party. And so I don't think the characters are out meeting anymore or dancing with people anymore. But I think that this is a much better idea for the summer. I mean, hello, what is more awesome than, you know, snow in the middle of July? So I think that that's a really good idea. And I'm really glad that they came up with it, because it seems like just such a killer idea of something to do at the studios this summer.
Well, and they do still have the characters dancing at the dance party, because one of the components of, and we'll kind of walk through like a day in these events over at the studios, again, going on through September, they're saying right now, but I think
September
it'll continue.
First.
I'm hoping it'll continue past this, because I'm telling you, it's awesome. And Disney's going to make a mistake if they cut it, you know, way short, is in my opinion, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But they do have a dance party. It goes from 5:30 to 9:30 on the main stage under the big Sorcerer's Hat, and it's hosted by DJ Chill, which is just DJ Elliot, who was at Jay and Melissa's wedding.
Awesome DJ.
He is an
just
awesome
throwing
DJ.
That out there. Yeah.
And but they do have the characters out there interacting: Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald,
there you go.
Daisy.
So they've incorporated the summer show your summer side basically into this Frozen Summer Fun Live event.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, they play
like so many summer and fun and
that's it. They overlaid it with Frozen. You know, they kind of took it and overlaid it in. You know, they, of course, you're going to hear the Let It Go remix, you know, a couple
probably about a million times,
which isn't bad. I mean, it's kind of fun to dance to, and everybody has something in common. You're Disney, you know, I mean, you got to expect it there. So but it's a lot of fun. So we'll kind of go through sequentially what happened, give some tips, and go from there. So the first thing that we found out was that, you know, this event happened on Saturday, July 5th was the first time, and we were there. So we were actually going home on the 6th. So we, you know, we were pumped that we were going to get to be a part of this while we just happened to be there. Kind of dumb luck there that we were there. But
absolutely.
The whole thing was, I was telling Pam, because she was very excited, because Mallory is a Frozen nut, as is, you know, every girl in the world just about. So, you know, we're like, yes, we're going to get to do all this new Frozen stuff. It's the, you know, our last full day there. So it just kind of happens. Everything's going to work out well. But the problem was, we were having a tough time initially trying to decide, like, logistically how to make this happen, you know, because I was trying to think about, well, it's the first day of this Frozen event. And I looked at the schedule. It was extra magic hours for resort guests over at the studio. So it's kind of like a double whammy. And I didn't know, you know, are people going to be lining up? Are, you know, because the thing is, it's the smallest park. And when it's crowded there, it feels crowded over at the studios. You know, it is. And the thing was, is, I mean, Frozen is such a phenomenon. You know, I was like, is it going to be like Star Wars weekends where people are queuing up, you know, way before the gates open to just to get in the park and stuff. So the way we did it, because Paige and Mallory didn't want to get up very early that morning, that Pam and I had been up running, but Pam and I left to drive over to the studios at about 7:30. Now, the studios opened at 8 for resort guests. We got to the front gates, I want to say, at about 10 to 8. And we were fine. We got through, no problems. I mean, there were a lot of people there. It was busy, don't get me wrong. But the first thing that we did was they let us in the studios, and we headed, the first thing they did when you came through the gates, and I think they're going to continue to do this throughout the event, is that as you pass through, you got a flat Olaf, like on a paint stick. They were cool. They were Olafs, like with the sunglasses on a paint stick. And it had the autographs on the back. And again, if you check out my pictures or check out Ricky's blog there, you'll see the kind of the stamped autographs of all the characters from Frozen. But what you were encouraged to do, and they told you this throughout the day, they had a host kind of on the big stage under the sorcerer's hat, kind of giving you a heads up on what was happening throughout the day. These were I noticed these were the characters that warm up the American Idol show.
Yeah, you know, kind of the actors. One of them was one of my favorite guys from the Adventurers Club. Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, yay, I love him.
They did a good job of getting you excited for the day, you know, kind of giving you a heads up, don't miss this, don't miss that. But they were also encouraging everybody, and if you check this hashtag out on Instagram or Twitter, you're going to see a ton of fun pictures. It's hashtag Olaf's Summer Vacation. And what they said was that, you know, if you take some pictures throughout the day, hashtag them as Olaf Summer Vacation. They're going to pick some and make those part of the fireworks that night, the Frozen fireworks show. It's going to be interactive. So all day, you know, I was taking selfies with Olaf, you know, wherever we went. It was a lot of fun. You saw a lot of guests doing this. So it added just kind of another level to those people that are social media savvy, that enjoy sharing that, because, you know, Disney's getting a lot out of it, obviously, because I'm throwing it out there to all my friends and family. And they're wondering, you know, why is Rallman running around with Olaf, you know, and having him, you know, here and there and everywhere. But it was fun. And now that I get back home, I'm looking at the pictures, and they're fun pictures. You know, they're fun to see. So, Ricky, I mean, what do you think about Disney's use of social media in doing something like this and encouraging the fans and the guests to get in on the action, maybe be shown in the fireworks later on in the day?
Oh, I think it's a really good idea. I mean, I like to see companies who interact with, you know, their guests and their customers via social media. And so, you know, obviously Disney is doing that with this. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that some pictures are included in the actual fireworks show is just a nice added bonus too. I mean, you know, you have the chance of being in that show. So, you know, I really like this idea. I like the idea of the flat Olaf. I think I saw so many people taking pictures with Olaf. I still am seeing so many pictures of people taking pictures with Olaf. Ooh, that's a hard thing to say. You know, and it's a really, really, really good idea. And hello, Olaf's so cute. So you can't go anywhere wrong with that.
He is. And the thing was, you know, all around property, we noticed this because we got back from our cruise. We're going to talk about all that in future weeks, but we got back on the 26th of June and kind of, you know, we did the Magic Kingdom. We had been to all the parks by this point. And the thing was, is that you couldn't find Elsa dresses anywhere other than Mallory got to be Elsa at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at Magic Kingdom. They had the dresses there, didn't have them at retail locations. They didn't have Elsa dolls either. There's these, I think they're called Animators Collection or something like that, dolls. I mean, they're really cute. You could find Anna at the store where Anna and Elsa meet at the Magic Kingdom at the exit there. I think it's called Sir Mickey's. You could get the Anna dolls there. They were fine. There was a lot of those, but there were no Elsas most of the days we were there. Now, the first time that we met Anna and Elsa on the... we got there on a Thursday. We met Anna and Elsa on a Saturday because it's the only day we could get a fast pass. This was the Saturday before. They did have Elsa dolls at the end of the line. So we grabbed one, you know, we wanted one. We're like,
should have grabbed a couple. We should have on eBay. I don't know.
We didn't know that they were that scarce at that point, but we bought one that day and, couldn't find them the rest of the stay. People were just wanting them every time we were around in Fantasyland. People were just like everybody was asking, are there Elsa dolls? And I, you know, many times I told Pam that I was going to take the one that we bought for Mallory and, you know, resell it for 10 times its value and, you know, pay for part of the trip. I totally could have done that. You know, I said, I'm going to find the kid that's throwing the biggest fit in the store after meeting Anna and Elsa and then go directly to that kid's parents and be like, look, your kid is crying. You need this Elsa doll. $300, it's yours. You know, that's what I was going to do. But, I'm unscrupulous like that. So that was the thing is like you know, these things are hard to find. There's a lot of merchandise that's scarce. So what we did was when we went in, We got the flat Olaf, and I'm like checking it out, you know, do this, trying to come up with a social media plan to get on the fireworks that night, hopefully. And then, as Lou Mangiello was doing earlier in the week too. So, you know, Lou and I, you know, we think a lot alike,
right,
I guess.
Right.
So anyway, he was ice skating with this. So it's, yes. And I did that the same thing, but it just didn't get picked. But anyway, So the first thing is you get to the hat and there's two merchandise carts on either side of the hat there. And they're selling these stuffed Olafs, which, I mean, you know, I'm a 40-year-old dude, but they were cute, man. They were they really are cute little stuffed Olafs, probably about 12 inches tall. And I mean, you would have thought these things were gold because there was a line to get those things. And the thing was, they were smart because they put one stand on the left of the hat, one stand on the right of the hat as you're looking down Hollywood Boulevard. In the group, because of course everybody's heading back to the Wandering, what's Oaken, it, Oaken something, yeah, the Trading Post, yes, which is next to Toy Story Mania.
Yes.
So that's kind of where all this is happening. This is where all these events are going to kind of take place early in the day. So everybody's on the right hand side. Well, while Pam grabs like three Olafs because we're going to give them to people back home and give Mallory one, I wander over to the other side to take pictures for some blog, you know, to get them to this person so they can write a blog post. And I noticed that the exact same merchandise is on the left side. There's nobody in line, but there's 35 people in line on the right side. So I'm like texting Pam, Pam, put the Olafs back. Get over here. There's more Olafs over here. There's no line. You know, because I know time's money. You know, an event like this. I've been to Star Wars weekends. You know, I'm like, everybody's going back to the merchandise. We got to get, you know, get the Olaf and move. So just a tip, if you're going there and they have the two carts, go to the left. If you want an Olaf, boom, get them. But he's also other places. He's in the store back by the Wandering Oaken or whatever that is called, the Trading Post. And there's also on Sunset, there's a store called Once Upon a Toy, I think it.
Yes.
No, is that what it's called?
I think that's correct. Yes.
So anyway, there's this. It's on the right hand side of Sunset.
Once Upon a Time.
Once upon a time. Yeah, and they have some of this merchandise, and they also have the Anna and Elsa dolls too. Yes. So you don't have to go directly to where everybody's going to go. If you're smart and you're listening, go down Sunset and get a doll because there's not going to be near as many people that know about that initially. So anyway, we go back there. Pam and I kind of split up because there's two queue lines when you get back to the Trading Post, the Wandering Oaken Trading Post. And again, I've seen Frozen a million times. I don't have every location. Oh my God. I'll get to that in just a minute. Oh my God.
Oh, yay.
Oh my God. I've been saying that ever since that day. I've been saying it for a week. So anyway, and that's the truth. That's all we say around this house now. That's all we said. 16 hours of car ride saying that. Anyway, just not good. But so there's two queues. There's one for merchandise, and this is very much like Star Wars Weekends. And it's in the room where Darth's Maul is. If you've ever been to Star Wars Weekends, it's the same room. So they have all this merchandise, but next door to it is this Frozen Winter Wonderland type room. I forget exactly.
Frozen Funland.
Thank you. Yep. That's why I have you here, because I don't know the proper name.
You wouldn't be able to do it without me.
That's right. So I line up. I'm like, shoot, they have ice skating, man. I'm getting the ice skating line.
Oh,
and so
God.
Pam's like, I gotta see what the merchandise is. I'm a shopper. Like, Pam loves Black Friday. This was like Black Friday for her, man. She was like,
on steroids.
It was.
But no discounts.
Exactly. So anyway, she gets in the merchandise line. I get in the other line, and I'm thinking, and the girls still are like, they have to ride the bus over because Pam and I drove and we told them, get up, you know, in like a half hour and get on the bus and get over here. Bus service from Wilderness Lodge, brutal. Let me just tell you that. I'll talk about that on a future episode. Brutal. So anyway, I'm like texting, I'm like, when they open, because this was extra magic hour, so 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And we get in, but the thing is, they didn't open this, like, what was called the Funland. The ice skating place. Okay, so they didn't open that until 9, because I guess that was kind of when they're going to open things. Merchandise, they opened a little bit before that, but they were like one in, one out, you know, once they got to the capacity of the store. So Pam was a little bit back in the line, and I kept telling her, I'm like, when they open the doors to this Funland, they're going to let a ton of people in here because, you know, it's not like a one in, one out because there's nobody in there right now. I was probably like 100 people deep in the line. So I'm like, you know, as soon as they open the doors, I'm in, you know, and I'm one of those people that don't like to tell people to go past me in line and hold people up. Like, I just want to do it like you're supposed to. Like, everybody moves in, everybody, you know, I don't want to draw attention to myself. But anyway, so she hadn't gone through the merchandise place. Well, she finally gets in before me to the merchandise place about 10 minutes before 9. And I told her, like, you see anything exclusive, just send me a picture. So I have a picture of the stuff. So I know what's going on because I'm not in there. Like, I want to let everybody know what's going on, but I'm not in there. So she's like, well, they have these magic bands. And the thing was, is a couple days before, I get this text from my friend Jay. And he's like, two words, Frozen magic bands. And I was like, no way. I was like, I got to have a Frozen magic band. So, but then he tells me they're not going to be in for the first couple of weeks of this event. You know, they're in China. They're trying to get them done. They're not going to be here. So I'm like, going to miss it. So anyway, we get in there and Pam, boom. She's like, they have Frozen magic bands. Do you want one? I'm like, are you kidding me? Yes, yeah. Get me one. And of course, Mallory had to have Elsa. She's like Elsa everything. So I said, get me an Olaf. And they have Anna, Elsa, and Olaf, three magic bands. And they are awesome looking. And check the pictures again, Instagram, yes. Bjargus Mike, or on your blog. And the thing is, they're $19.95, I think, a piece. So they're a little bit more than the $12.95 standard magic bands. And the thing was, and this is where I'm kind of confused, Ricky. Maybe you can help me out.
Okay.
Because again, I wasn't in there. I was in line for the other experience. But they would not sell these to Pam unless the person was there with the other magic band to convert the magic band. So they actually sent out a manager. She told the manager what I looked like.
Oh my God.
This manager comes out a back door and he's like, are you Mike? I'm like,
Oh my God. You're like,
do you listen to the podcast? Because I had a podcast shirt on. He's like, your wife is buying magic bands and I need your other one. And the whole time I was wearing my Seven Dwarves Mind Trade magic band. So I was like, dude, I do not.
No, you can't have my magic band.
I gave it to him, dude, because he had an oval, you know, he had a Disney name tag on. So you know what? I trust Disney name tags. So I gave it to him. Right. 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh man, I hope I see that magic band again. I love that thing. So I don't have a magic band. I'm just standing there and he takes it and goes back and it didn't get synced up right because it didn't work to get in the park the next day. It didn't work for charging. Didn't work for anything. Didn't open the hotel door.
Oh,
but
man.
We were able to buy Elsa and Olaf magic bands. They're pretty cool. So again, $19.95. Check those out. But you got to be there with your magic band to get those converted over. And do you know why that is, Ricky? Because I don't understand why you couldn't just buy one and then, you know, link it to your profile at some other point. Is there a reason? What am I missing? I mean, I think I'm missing something obvious. Because Pam said she saw people like rolling out of there with them.
Yeah, because they have to actually, they have to link it there. So that's kind of the whole, like when you buy a magic band, that's not a specialty band. Even if you just go to, you know, the Emporium and buy a magic band, they have to have the band, the previous band there to link it. They have to be able to have all your information. They can't just sell you a band because the fact of the matter is these bands are technically, you know, they're admission, you know, that I mean, yeah, they don't have tickets on them, but you know, that's what they're being used for. So what I'm thinking is they don't want people to take these bands and sell them on eBay or, you know, whatever for more money. So that's what I'm thinking is why you have to be there to link the band, because it's got to deal. Probably my guess is it probably has to deal with a lot about the ticket medium portion of the whole thing. So that's my guess. I could be dead wrong, but that's what makes the most sense to me.
Okay, so I mean, it does make sense to me too. So that, you know, just know that if you're going to buy one, and again, it's $7 more than your standard magic band. Of course, you get your magic band for free with your Walt Disney World room only, or annual pass, or DVC, or package stay. So you know, it's $20 more than what you're going to pay if you're getting your free magic band. But these are very cool looking. And our good friend Jim on Twitter from Alabama there mentioned, and I thought the exact same thing at the exact same time. These are well done, and it definitely opens the door to endless possibilities as far as magic bands. I mean, they can
and
do anything.
And we knew that was coming. I mean, you know, you knew they were going to do specialty bands, so it was just a matter of time.
But these things are
and I guess
beautiful.
They started with the Seven Dwarves Mine Train ones, and now they're, you know, continuing on. So,
I mean, they're just really cool, and I mean, I could see this for, you know, Marvel. I mean, anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you really want to get down to the nuts and bolts. You make them to the theme park attractions or lands and stuff like that for the hardcore Disney fans like us. And I mean, you have just, you know, basically with these magic bands, and we'll kind of move on to the rest of the Frozen stuff here in a second. But, you know, it's almost like Vinylmations all over again. You could just wear them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right there.
Well, yeah, you can't wear a Vinylmation. You can wear a pin.
But I mean, the thing is, there's endless possibilities. You sell them at $20 a pop. I mean, that's a huge merchandising opportunity. And plus, you're advertising Disney every, you know, right there on your wrist. Anyway.
Absolutely. Yep.
So anyway, we got in there. Big tip here. Let me give you a tip. Say we're going to have tips. So what happens is you go in just like, you know, Star Wars weekend. You can shop. They have tons of registers in there. So you can get in and get out pretty quickly. You know, they're quite a bit of merchandise, but, you know, not a ton of stuff. Probably 100 different items or so, I would guess. Dresses, dolls. Plush, some, you know, the movies and stuff like that. I mean, just little wands, you know, little gizmos.
Phone cases.
Yeah, lots of iPhone cases, stuff like that. So, you know, you get in there, you get your stuff, get out, and then the next person gets to go in line. But here's the tip. You know, if you go in the Funland area, which has the ice skating and the snowman building and the snacks and The picture opportunities, if you go in there, the exit to that dumps you into the store. So we found out, we didn't know this, of course, at the beginning, but we found out that there was really no need to wait in that line for merchandising if you're going to go into the Funland, because you're going to get to backdoor into that anyway. As soon as you leave the Funland, you don't have to wait in line.
Nice.
So that's a tip there. And the thing was, is we were hearing that, at least on the first day, that they had three times the amount of merchandise of each item than there was capacity for the park that day. So there was no reason that they were going to sell out unless, like, every person bought five of everything, which wasn't going to happen. So, you know, right now the things are not scarce. But, you know, as the event goes on, you know, of course, scarcity could happen. And that's when you might want to, if you really, you know, want to make your kid's day and get an Elsa doll, you may want to queue up right immediately for that. But otherwise, go through the Funland, because this is something not to be missed, and kind of that's where I'm going to transition into this. Again, it's next door to the little trading post there where you buy all the merchandise.
Yoo-hoo!
And you hear that a million times when you're in there. So that you walk in, and there's just the first thing you notice is that you start to see, you know, like Christmas trees with snow on them and snow, you know, fake snow piles and stuff like that. You turn the corner and you're in this big room that features a place where kids can build a snowman, and it's real snow. Well, actually, I mean, it's cold, you know, icy stuff that's shaved off the ice rink, you know, that kind of snow.
Right.
Have you ever seen an ice rink where they shave it with the Zamboni every, you know, now and then? So it's basically, they build it up with that. There's an ice rink, which is probably 75 yards long by maybe 20 yards across. I mean, it's a decent sized slab of ice, you know, considering it's temporary. It's not like a big, it's like an Olympic sized ice rink, but it got the job done. There's a place where you can rent your skates and all that stuff, because that takes a little bit of space. There's also a snack shack there, themed to the Frozen movie and the Olaf. Is Olaf the guy that's in
like
the...
There's nothing like having a hot cocoa in the middle of July, by Yoo-hoo! The way.
Yeah, nothing like that. What's the guy's name that says you? Is he Olaf?
No, the guy that says, yoo-hoo. No, that's wandering. That's Oaken.
Oaken. Okay, yeah. So Olaf. Yeah, Olaf. I'm confused.
How many times have you seen this movie?
I've seen 100 times, but I'm just telling you, it's late.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah.
It is late, by the way.
So you have your little stand, and again, it looks just like it's out of the movie. You can buy cupcakes, frozen drinks. You can also buy churros, which I thought was interesting, and pretzels, you know, because of course, you know, I guess those are hot in Norway. I don't know, or Scandinavian countries.
Hey, they sell it in Norway. Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things you can get as a pretzel. So.
There you go. And also, one of the other things you can do in this room, too, is that you can take these pictures in certain spots, and it uses this app called Erasma. I don't know if you're familiar with this.
Yeah, they had it for the Star Wars weekends,
yes,
too.
And what it does is that they tell you to stand in a certain place, and it's got a physical backdrop. Like, there's a physical setting that you're standing in with, like, snow and, you know, like a roadside sign, you know, it's real physical. But what happens is when you use this app, one of the things, like those rocks that turn into like little trolls, they pop up on the screen. You get a picture with them, or you get a picture with the reindeer Sven. He's there with you. And there's even a spot outside this place, like kind of outside next to the backlot tour, where you can get your picture taken with Olaf. He pops into your picture. If you aim your camera with the app running at the right place, you can get your picture with these extra, you know, additional characters that aren't physically there with you. But when you snap the picture and then you just save it to your camera roll, you'll see him on mine. Pretty cool. I mean, they tell you, the cast member tells you like where to look, where Olaf's going to be, and you know what he's doing, so you can kind of make a face, or you know, so the picture comes out looking cool. So that was kind of neat. That Erasma app, again, lots of possibilities, because what I was noticing, they didn't have this while we were there that day. Of course, we were there like in the first couple of hours of this happening, was that I think they had Anna and Elsa at one of the stations. So since they couldn't technically have Anna and Elsa at the studios because they're at the Magic Kingdom.
Correct.
This is kind of their way to work around that. You get your picture taken with them. You know what I'm saying? I think that's kind of what they're doing there.
Yeah. Interesting. It's an interesting app too. So, and it's free.
It is.
To download. So,
and you they know, pushed it a ton. Like they told you to download this, like, all over the place. So I don't know if like Disney owns this app. I'm guessing that they must, because they're really
telling you to get it. I don't think they do. I think that they're just partners. So at least everything that I've seen, they're just partners.
They're good partners, because they're telling everybody to get it. So anyway, so you go in there and let me kind of break down the things you do in there. The making a snowman, you queue up. We only had to wait one session there for 10 minutes. The kids get 10 minutes to get out there on this big pile of snow. And again, it was July. It was hot outside. The kids get to make a snowman. They have like kind of like sand toys there with like buckets and shovels. That's what they are. They're sand toys. You know, the stuff you like rakes you would do at the beach. And the kids made snowmen. And it was great because the PhotoPass photographers were all over in this room taking pictures of kids making snowmen and doing stuff like that. And the thing we were noticing was that, you know, this is another tip. you might want to buy some of those real cheap gloves from back home and bring them with you just for this event, because almost every kid was whining because the snow was too cold and their hands were burning, including mine. And I'm like, it is July. It is not that cold. But it was cold. I mean, because, you know, 10 minutes of digging in ice and your hands are freezing. So, you know, you may want to bring gloves and, you know, some cute little gloves, because they're going to get a lot of photo pass pictures. You can take your own. But it was fun. Mallory made a snow angel and we got a picture of that. So really cool, especially for those kids that are from places that are tropical. You know, you don't see snow. You don't see a lot of ice. You know, we were buried in it this year, but... So it was ironic that, you know, the year that we got just destroyed by snow, like, you know, here we are on our vacation. One of the most exciting things. Woo, we're going to make snowmen.
We're going to play in the snow.
That's exactly it. So I was thinking, this is irony at its best.
Of course.
So then, of course, they had the ice rink. Now, the ice rink does cost extra. I believe it was like $10 a person.
It is correct.
Something like that. Okay. So we, you know, I was like, shoot, we're going all in. We're checking this out. So we go over and you got to sign a waiver, of course, because...
They don't want you hurting yourself.
Kill yourself. Yeah, but they probably, you know, they don't want you to, but they definitely don't want you suing them if you do. So,
right, exactly.
So we get over there. You sign the waiver. They give you a pair of socks. And Pam noted that they're Hanes socks. They're high-quality socks. She said they didn't go cheap.
Well, Hanes is a sponsor.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
It is. Yeah, Hanes is a sponsor. They actually sponsor Rock and Roller Coaster. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Nothing says rock and roll like Hanes.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Nothing says Aerosmith like Hanes.
That's right. So anyway, so we get over there, you know, they ask you your shoe size, your skates. And the thing was, like, we got there early and, but the thing was, like, they let you skate for half an hour. Then they spend a half hour kind of shaving the ice off. So you get to skate a half hour, then a half hour of downtime. Then they go with another group. And so by the time we got up there, our time to skate was, I think, at 11. No, it was at 10:30. And the next thing in our agenda, they give you the schedule as you come in, like kind of your times guide. And at 11 o'clock, Anna and Elsa were going to be welcomed into the Disney's Hollywood Studios with a parade and a coronation ceremony kind of thing at the Sorcerer's Hat. So we did not want to go to that next skating session that, you know, that was the next available slot. So we asked them, could we come back a little bit later after the coronation? Because we want to make sure we see everything today. And they're like, oh, sure. What time do you want to come back? So we said, how about 12:30? So what they did was they gave us a bracelet to wear, like a bright pink bracelet. They wrote 12:30 on there. They put the date. And when 12:30 came around, they said, get back at about 12:15 so you have time to put on your skates and, you know, all that stuff. And so at, you know, 12:10, 12:15, we come back and they said, just find a cast member outside the fun zone or whatever it was called. And we did. And what they did was they brought us in the back door and boom, we were around the line. We were in there. So that's another tip. You can tell them you want to come back later in the day. As long as they can accommodate you, they will let you do that. So you don't miss any of the other events. So awesome. We did that. Got our skates on. The skates were pretty decent. You know, again, I do a little ice skating around here. The skates weren't too bad. Of course, they weren't my comfortable skates from home. This is for Brett up in Canada. I'm sure he's going to skate on his vacation. But it was a lot of fun, you know, putting on the skates and seeing everybody really. There was a joy out there on the ice, because the thing was, you know, skating's pretty common in St. Louis. We have ice rinks. But you know that a lot of these kids are from maybe Florida. There's a lot of Floridians down there. There's a lot of kids from South America. There's a lot of kids from all over the world where maybe they've never, ever seen ice skating and, you know, definitely never ice skated themselves. So I got a huge kick out of just watching the reaction of people out there. They
put about awesome, by the way, just total random idea. How awesome would it be? This could maybe be like a testing ground for potentially putting an ice rink in at Downtown Disney.
Well, they've done that before. They did that last year, apparently.
Like legit. No, I thought they did it at Downtown Disney and Disneyland. They didn't do it at Disney World. So, I mean, like a legit all-the-time ice rink. You know, kind of like Splitsville, but like this would be like an all-the-time ice rink. I don't know. I'm just throwing the idea out there. Disney.
Would have to be indoors. Yeah, but it would be
cool. Exactly.
Because it's just so hot. But the thing was, there was joy. It was, again, you know, I didn't think a bowling alley would work. You mentioned Splitsville. I was like, you got so much to do. Who's going to go bowling? I enjoyed it when I went bowling. It was unique. And so you're right. I think they could do the exact same thing. But the thing is, you know, this is a spot where it added a lot to the park. Like, I was like, I'm ice skating. I'm having a good time. I'm at Disney's Hollywood Studios. This is downtime where I probably would be looking for my next attraction. In there, I seem to always have a lot of downtime because you're waiting for a show to happen or you're waiting for a fast pass to open up. I would definitely go back and ice skate there with my kids, you know, because it was a lot of fun. And the thing was, they plused things. They made things better than just ice skating. And what happened was, before you got on the ice, because it only took them about 15 minutes to shave the ice with they had like a little mini Zamboni that was so cute. But they had these performers that later on came out and skated with all of us out there during the public skating. was they were figure skaters and they got out there and did a show. They were dressed up like characters from Frozen, awesome. You know, and they did, you know, jumps and spins and turns and all the stuff you would see. Now, of course, they weren't like Olympic quality, but they were like, I would say they were kind of like junior Olympic quality or, you know, something you would see like in the Ice Capades. You know, kind of not exactly as good as that, but I mean, they did decent moves. Everybody was wowed. They had music that was choreographed and it was a lot of fun. And then they invited everybody to come out. There were floor guards out there to, making sure everybody was safe and you had to wear a helmet, which was, you know, I understand that's a liability thing, but it was a good time. I mean, I was like, we're skating on vacation. And again, photo pass photographers all over the place, constantly taking your pictures, skating. They're right along the boards and got a lot of pictures. You know, they'd say, hey, grab your family and get a picture of you guys with your skates on, because it is a unique picture. You know, you're there in your shorts and your t-shirt and your tank tops and your skates. I mean, that was something that we, you know, as many pictures as we have of us at Walt Disney World, and that's what we mostly have as a family. We don't have any of us, you know, in ice skates in our summer garb. So definitely this was something that needs to stick. You know, they put the time to put it in. It's themed. It's got Christmas trees all around it. The boards look like they're made out of wood, like they would be in Norway. It was an incredible experience, man. I just got to tell you that this room, and of course they had the snack shack and they had these huge cupcakes. You see, look at the pictures. I mean, they're the themed cupcakes, but they're like devil's food cake with the huge icing globs and a picture of Anna or Elsa or Olaf on them. The Olaf ones, I think, were carrot cake.
Yes.
And the Elsa ones, I think, were vanilla. The Anna ones were chocolate. I went with Anna. And they also had these big slushies and a cool glass that Mallory got and, you know, some other things. But it was just all in all in this room with the pictures, the snacks, the ice skating and the snowman building. You know, this is a place that otherwise sits empty, vacant.
Absolutely.
You know, you're getting nothing out of that in your day at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Yet this day, we had the best time in this room. We ice skated. We built snowmen. We had fun snacks. We got pictures that we wouldn't have gotten otherwise. I mean, this made our day. We were smiling from ear to ear, and everything was done right. You know, it wasn't like, hey, they just threw this together and trying to, you know, what are we going to do? You know, it was like, it was well thought out, even though it was planned pretty quickly, I've heard. But it was awesome. So that's my thought on that, and then we'll kind of move on to the other stuff. So, you know, Ricky, in general, what do you think about this area? I mean, is this something that is something you would like to see? Because again, you don't have kids.
Yes, I do not. Absolutely though. I think that it's, like you said, it's an underutilized space. So until they decide on, you know, something to put in that space, why not do something like this? Why not have it utilized for this purpose? And they came up with great ideas. The ice skating thing, like I said before, it's a wonderful idea. I suck at ice skating. I'm not good at it. I hurt myself all the time, so I don't do it. But it would still be really unique to, even though I'm terrible at ice skating, I would honestly consider just going out there and doing it at Disney on, you know, at Disney's Hollywood Studios, because it sounds like it actually would be so much fun. And playing in the ice with sand buckets, hello. That sounds like, that's like the most Florida thing ever.
It is. It's such a tourist thing. It was so fun.
It absolutely is. So, and I really like the food options that they have and, you know, I just think it's a really good idea and something that it's nothing most of the year. So keep it.
That's
it.
I mean, Hotchberg says this a lot on WDW Today, you know, a bad attraction is better than no attraction. But
the thing
is, a good attraction, as opposed to nothing, is even better. You know what I'm saying? Like taking a space that's not even being used and putting something in there that was really, really fun, not only for the kids, but for the adults. I mean, that was a total win. I mean, total
win. Absolutely.
And the thing was, it wasn't, you know, we paid $10 to ice skate. We didn't have to do that. We could have had a good time in there, but the ice skating added so much. And even if you just go in to watch, we saw tons of people just watching because, again, I think a lot of people had never been to an ice rink. You know, I think like that was very unique to them. And the thing was, it was just, people were having a good time. People were falling and laughing because they were getting cold, you know, and getting snow on them. And it's just such a good time.
And their shorts. Yeah.
That's it. Everybody's in their shorts. They give you a pair of socks and you throw them on and, you know, you got your, you know, big tall socks on. It was so much fun. So definitely go back there. The next thing we did, though, kind of because we're going long here, was at 11 o'clock, there was a coronation and welcome to the studios with Anna and Elsa. So what they did was they started up by the entrance to kind of by Sid Cahuenga's is where they came out, and they were pulled in a sleigh by horses, real horses there. It was really cool looking. And they had some floats with, it was actually more than I thought because they had some floats. They had,
they're actually floats for the Christmas parade.
Oh, were they? Okay. So they had, I know Frozen, but I don't know the names. The guy.
Oh my gosh.
The guy Christoph, that was Savannah.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Christoph. Oh my gosh. He was kind of gorgeous. I'm
okay. So he comes out on a float and, all that stuff. And
that's the first time Kristoff has ever appeared, by the way.
Is
so
it? I didn't
that's kind of
that.
Like a big deal. Yeah.
So we stood up kind of to the right of the stage and right behind the VIP viewing area, right in front of like where they have the booth set up that runs all the technical stuff, stuff on the stage, if you know where that is, kind of on the side by Brown Derby. And the thing was, is like they were coming down the main street, so we were kind of off from there, and we saw a lot of our blogger friends over there getting video and stuff. But the when they turn the corner to come up to the stage and turn left to go out by Star Tours or over by Indiana Jones and American Idol, the sleigh stopped. Anna and Elsa got off the sleigh, went up on the stage, and they were at that point given like bouquets of roses and flowers and stuff up on the stage and welcome to the studio. So we got a good view, got some pictures of them, and then they kind of went off. But it was neat. It was really quick. You know, it didn't take long. And the thing was, is like everybody's wondering, like, how are they going to do Olaf? Like, you know, because, you know,
right.
Olaf, you know, you can't have a walk around Olaf, really. But what they did was they did this really well, because I was wondering the same thing, was that they had big video screens all over the place, and Olaf would pop up on the video screen, and you could tell they rehearsed this many times because they would interact with Olaf on the video screen just, I mean, perfectly. I mean, they were talking to Olaf. It was so well done. You know, from a technical perspective, I was looking at it like, oh my gosh, it makes me nervous because there's so many times like you could miss your cue or just forget your line for that long, and it's going to, you know, look cheesy. If you don't hit this just right, you know, it's like it's an all or nothing kind of situation. They nailed it. I mean, Olaf was there as a part of the ceremony. It was cool.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
All right. Yeah. So the next thing we did was we kind of hung out, and the next thing was that they had this sing-along, this Frozen sing-along, which I was like,
it's
you
called
know.
For the first time in forever, yes, a Frozen sing-along celebration.
So it's back in the Premiere Theater, which is next to where the Phineas and Ferb meet and greet is, and the Cars meet and greet back there, kind of by the Streets of America. So what happens with that is you go back there, and we got back there, and the showing that we were going to go to at this point was sold out. Like, it was queued up. They had enough people for that one. So they gave us a ticket, kind of like a fast pass, and it said, come back at 3:30. You'll get to go to this show. So we came back, and it tells you, like, come back between – the show was at 3:30. It says come back between 2:50 and 3:20 to get in line, and you'll get in the show. Don't be late or else you won't get in. So we got back at about 2:55, got in line, huge line. And I don't know if you've ever gone to a show there, Ricky, but you actually queue up across the street. Like, you don't queue up on that side because there's like a real short queue outside that building, but there's a long one. It's alongside the Muppets, the backside of the Muppets. It's huge. So we queued up there anyway, and you didn't have to worry because, you know, they're giving out tickets. They know you're going to
make it. Right. They know you're coming.
Yeah. So I didn't worry about it. So we got in there. We got really good seats. And the thing was, I thought this was going to be a sing-along. So I thought maybe Anna and Elsa would come out and we'd sing some songs, you know, kind of karaoke, and that was it. But here's the thing. This is not to be missed, people. This is a not to be missed event. These other things, merchandise, the Fun Village, whatever, that was awesome. This is not to be missed, because what they had was Anna kind of comes out and starts it off. She's looking for her sister, can't find Elsa, but she brings out the town's historians, Arendelle's historians. And you know these two actors and actresses that play these two historians because they are the American Idol judges. And one of them is the female who is, she plays Paula Abdul a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. She is hilarious. She's also a Streetmosphere character. And the other guy also is, he plays the what's the guy?
Simon
guy. Yeah. So he's played the Simon guy too. He's not the one that's there the most, but he's one of them. And these two people are great. And they were also both in the Christmas show. If you've not been down there at the Christmas show, they do at the studios back in that theater. Mm-hmm. They're both in that too. And they are hilarious. And so this was the first day again. So I wasn't, you know, they're not going to be on their
thinking you know, much.
Exactly. Yeah. So the thing is, you're not just singing along. These two come out and they tell the entire story of Frozen, and during this time they're putting big clips from the movie like right behind them. So like if you haven't even seen the movie, you're getting the best parts of the movie. Like you're seeing where Elsa hits Anna with the, like in the head with her frozen powers, and you know why they're separated, and they play like a little bit of Do You Want to Build a Snowman. Everybody sings. They have Olaf's butt is bouncing on the screen to the words you're supposed to be saying. It was cute. You know, and they basically have three screens. They have a huge one on behind the actors on the main screen. That shows the video clip. And on the two wings, those are the words to the songs. So you can kind of look at either side and see the lyrics. But it was really cool because they told the entire story, but they didn't just tell the story straight up. they were using their comedic improvisation, like, because, you know, like, the guy was kind of saying the story the wrong way. Like, he was adding comedy to it, like saying this happened and this, you know, didn't happen in the movie. People were like, what's he talking about? You know, and the girl bring him back. That isn't what happened. Were you falling asleep in history class?
As a woman always does. Oh, brings
absolutely.
It back.
Yeah, but exactly. The thing is, like, that those two actors are so good. I mean,
they
made the show. Like, it wasn't just a sing-along. It's almost like, by saying it's a sing-along, it's a misnomer. It's a retelling of the story with singing along to a few songs. It was awesome.
I saw the video of it because, you know, as of right now, I'm not getting down to see it. So, you know, unless they extend it. But it reminds me a lot of the types of shows that they show at Hollywood studios. You know, it reminds me of A Voyage of the Little Mermaid or, you know, Beauty and the Beast live on stage. Like, it's one of those type shows where they take the story and retell it in a different way. And I really like the way they're doing this because they're doing it in a comedic way. And that guy, he really did have some funny one-liners. Not going to lie. I was chuckling a couple of times.
He
was
hilarious.
And
so was she, though. I mean, they were both, they were like, they fed off each other so well, as they all do. But I mean, they were telling this story. And it, like, I was seeing it on day one. And I mean, they were, again, just on it. I mean, like, they've been doing this for a year.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and I think that it was really cool, you know, the clips and the sing-along portion. And then, of course, I mean, you know, spoiler alert, but, you know, Elsa ends up showing up. So, you know, of course, you know, you're going to have Anna and Elsa, and Kristoff is actually there, too. So that's kind of one of the really cool parts about the show is it's not just the historians there. You've got the actual characters in the actual show too, and they do a phenomenal job. The girl who the Anna is just
oh my gosh. She is
Anna.
Straight
she
out of the
is.
Movie to
like,
even how she even to how she moves her lips, like, I mean, yeah. That's what my wife kept saying, like, it is scary, like, I mean,
it
she
is.
Has walked out of the movie.
It is. And, you know, Kristoff is Kristoff, and, you know, Elsa is Elsa, and they did such a phenomenal job. And it's just I actually kind of wish that you get to see a little bit more of those three, you know, in addition to the historians, but I get why they're doing it the way they're doing it, you know, but it would just be great to see them because they were just all three just spot on. So
it was awesome.
Yeah. And so it would be so great to see this stick around in some form. You know, I know that they're talking about Maelstrom being redone, but I think that this is a killer idea
It's perfect for the studios. That's kind of how we'll wrap it up. But also for the sing-along, the finale just gives you chills. Like, I mean, because everybody knows Let It Go. That's the big finale song. You know,
obviously. Spoiler alert.
With Elsa leading everybody. But just the special effects within the theater. I mean, it's like, oh, you know, it's like home run Disney. Like, that's all I was thinking, you know, as a Disney fan and somebody who's always kind of, you know, evaluating what Disney's doing. Is this good? Is this bad? Is this good for my family? Is this good for, you know, singles? Is this good for seniors? You know, I was just thinking, home run Disney, good job. You're getting it right. Now, a lot of people, I've seen people on social media say, oh, well, Universal's doing this. They're building rides, building restaurants and all this. Now, Disney, you know, I want them to still do that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm giving them, you know, hey, you shouldn't do any of this stuff. But I mean, for this day and this time in that park, this is perfect. I mean, this is exactly what the studios needed. They do need more rides, but this is a huge step up from what they have. So anyway, so go to the sing-along, do that. One of the last events, again, they have the dance party. It's just kind of dancing out there. They play a lot of music. You know, it's just, it's something
right,
to fill the time.
It's a typical dance party that they have at every event that they do.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they also had to the Iceman, which is Mulch, Sweat, and Shears.
But
also they're just the Iceman. Now, their first set, if you might have been following me on Twitter that had, I'm like, these guys are horrible. I have no idea who they are. And I didn't realize it was Mulch. We were way far back. But, like, they were doing almost like a comedic set. Like, it wasn't, like, their music was terrible that they picked out. I was like, this is just awful. Like, the lead singer was just throwing around his mic. And, I mean, like, the songs they were singing, like, halfway, and it was awful and terrible. But the second set, then they started jamming, and they rocked.
Yeah.
And then the girl came out. They have a girl singer, too.
Yeah, they do.
Once she came out, it was even better. Like, they were good. So, they lead you up to the Frozen fireworks at the end of the night. And I had never seen fireworks at the studios. So
what?
I mean,
I know that they don't. Well, lately they've been doing fireworks all the time at the studios. But I mean, I swore you'd probably been there for 4th of July. No.
No, I go to Epcot or the Magic Kingdom. I always go to Epcot.
Oh my gosh.
So I
did not know that. Okay.
So anyway, also real quick aside, on 4th of July, if you stand over by China for the fireworks, you can see Wishes, you can see Illuminations, and you can see the studios, all three.
Sweet.
From that spot. So anyway, but back to the Frozen thing. The Frozen fireworks were very, very cool because They had, again, Anna and Elsa came out to start the show under the sorcerer's hat and get it going. And, you know, Anna kind of tells, you know, a little story, and Elsa gets out there too, but the fireworks are very, very cool. And they have a mix of songs from, obviously, from the movie. Cool remixes kind of Let It Go and, you know, Do You Want to Build a Snowman and For the First Time in Forever and stuff like that. Now, on our night that we were there, it was kind of unfortunate that the wind was blowing the wrong way, that the smoke was obscuring our view after the first, you know, maybe couple of minutes. So we didn't get to see them, you know, as clearly or get the pictures that I wanted. But the thing is, you could tell they were awesome fireworks because they were all over the sky. It's just, that's so if the wind's blowing the right way, you're going to see some good stuff. But I mean, you know, that was kind of the close of the day. And again, like I said, I think we did Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. That was it for the day. We skipped our fast passes other than that because we were content. We were having a great time with these new experiences, doing all the Frozen stuff. And it wasn't just because I have a six-year-old daughter. I was enjoying seeing her have fun, but I was also having a good time myself because the ice skating was fun. The sing-along was fun because, I mean, you know, any parent that has kids has heard that all those songs so many times.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm sure that it's on repeat in your house pretty much
all the time. That's it. But I mean, when you see people from all over the world in the theater, that's what impressed me. Because, you know, a lot of Brazilian tour groups, Argentinian tour groups, you know, people that you can see from all over the planet, young, old. I mean, kids that probably are too young to talk. Yeah, they could, you know, at the sing-along, they're singing the songs. You know, they know these songs. And it was just really, it shows what a phenomenon Frozen is. I mean, we all know it's huge. But when you go to this event, you see that it really does touch kind of everybody on a different way. And, you know, kind of wrapping this up, you know, I can't say enough that this was a great event. This was something that I didn't have huge expectations for. I thought it would be fun. I thought it would be a new way to see the studios or last day. I thought it would be something to kind of appease Mallory. That's what I was looking for. Like, hey, Mallory, there's a Frozen event. Let's go check this out. You know, we're going to be there for the first day. That's kind of cool. So let's see what happened. Totally exceeded my expectations. I mean, blew them out of the water because the thing is, Studios celebrates the movies. Frozen is one of the biggest Disney movies of all time. Let's just face it. I mean, you got the classics, but this thing is just crushing everything. And it's the hottest thing going right now. And, you know, thank you, Disney, for making it, not waiting 7 years to have something like this happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, this movie came out on my birthday, which was in late November. And, you know, it's July now, which, you know, for Disney, that's not a lot of time to put something like this in place. True. And the thing is, like, it's hot. It's still hot. It was in the park celebrating movies. It was the right time. It was the right park. It was the right place. And they did it the right way. You know, they didn't charge anything extra other than ice skating, which, you know, hey, you could take it or leave it. I loved it.
Well, that's true.
But I mean, the thing was, it made the studios feel so much more robust. Like, my experience at the studios that day was way richer than it had been in the past. It didn't leave me kind of like, I wish I could have, you know, maybe done this or that. I felt like I didn't have time to do everything. And I haven't felt that way in forever at the studios.
Yeah.
So, you know, Ricky, what do you think? Kind of, you know, because you blog, you've read about it, you've kind of had time to digest it. You know, it's been a week now. You know, what are your thoughts on this happening? Should it continue? Should it, you know, what do you think?
Well, I thought it was a really cool idea from the get-go. When I first heard about it, I was like, how do I get down there to get to experience this myself? How can I talk Brian into letting me go down there before this ends? Unfortunately, I couldn't talk him into it. But, you know, it's still one of those things where this is such a cool experience. And, I mean, I know that there are some people who are getting Frozen fatigue. I mean, you know, it's everywhere right now. And, you know, you see it everywhere. And like you said, little kids are singing it everywhere. And you just, so it is understandable. But it is the right time to do this. This is the right park to do it in. Absolutely. You know, I'm really glad they didn't do it in, you know, the Magic Kingdom or something like that. I miss these, like, pre-parade type stuff. I really wish that Disney would do these types of things. But, like, you know, remember when they used to do them before all the big premieres of the movies? You know, like Aladdin and you know, Hercules and all those movies, then they had these little pre-parades before the movie came out.
Yep, and snacks and stuff. Yep.
Yeah, I wish they would do it. The studios would be a great park to do this in anyway because they don't have a parade anymore. And so doing these little pre-parades before the movies come out is a really great idea. I think that because it's something that can be done quickly and, you know, if the movies, I mean, obviously the movies are, you know, lately they've been hitting home runs with everything. So, you know, I really like that idea. I think that putting things into the park, into places that are not utilized hardly ever in this park, is a brilliant idea. I mean, honest to God, this park has so many places right now that are just sitting vacant, sitting empty. You're going to have another one, well, you know, another two basically in a couple of months when American Idol closes. And then you're going to have the Sounds Dangerous Theater, which is now kind of, you know, turned into, hey, let's throw in a movie preview. And, you know, American Idol, that whole area is going to be closed off. So you're not going to have that. And then you're going to have the Premiere Theater, which is going to hopefully not sit empty anymore. Hopefully they keep this. You have the Soundstage 1, which is back there, which has, you know, Oaken's Trading Post. Just keep those things there because it does make the park fuller. It does, you know, like Hotchberg says, you know, even a bad attraction is better than no attraction. And there are so many things right now at Disney's Hollywood Studios that are closed up, boarded up most of the year. And so I think that, and we're about to get more. So I think it's a really good idea. I would love to see them continue with this. I would love to see them keep that stage show at the very least, because I mean, that's just such a great idea right now. I mean, that stage show is a home run. There's no reason to take it away in, you know, after September 1st. Keep it around, at least until they get the Frozen attraction built in Maelstrom that they're talking about doing. And, you know, I really think that this is a great idea. And kudos to Disney, even if it was a last-minute idea, kudos to them for at least coming up with something creative for it.
And the thing is, if it was last-minute, it was kind of spontaneous, but they can pull it off. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they learned that they don't have to, you know, focus group everything into the ground for 7 years to make something happen the right way. Because, again, I was monitoring social media that day, sending stuff out and reading other things, and it was getting such a positive buzz. And here's why I think it needs to stick. And then we're going to get out of here because we're going long.
Oh, but
the thing
is,
I've heard from so many people, like, I've already planned my Disney vacation for this year. We're going in November, you know, and now I want to go because my kids love Frozen. I love Frozen, you know, whoever's saying that, like, I'm a fan of Frozen. I want to get this unique experience. And I think that at this point, when it's July 5th, and you're saying this event only goes through September, you know, of course, I see what Disney's doing, I think, is that it's going to be a test and they can say they can extend it. And if it was going to be a flop, they could just call it quits on September 1st.
Yeah.
And it was no harm, no foul. But I think the thing is, they have to extend it because what's the goal? You want to get people in that park and excited about it. But the thing is, you want people to book vacations and have a reason to come to Disney's Hollywood Studios. And if you only do have it really through September 1st, you're not giving people the chance to get off work, to book a vacation, to get down there. And, you know, the thing was, too, was like people were paying $6-7 for cupcakes. People were paying $20 for magic bands, you know, $25 for plushes, $40 for dolls. I mean, they were raking in the money.
Well, and this is the first opportunity people really have had to buy this merchandise, let's be honest. So, yeah, they've had such outages the whole time. I mean, like you said, you know, you could have sold that Elsa doll for $300. So,
I should have. Looking back, you know, Mallory's playing with it today, but, you know, she might not have missed it.
Hey, I bought one at Christmas for my niece. I'm going, why didn't I buy like two or three of these? That was so dumb.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, I hope we gave everybody a reason that, you know, I wanted to do this before I even recapped my trip. We're going to do that here in a couple Fridays because we are, again, we're going to go with that Friday show that we already had recorded next Friday. We'll have our listener questions, just like always. Monday shows will be trip reports and stuff like that. But I just want to get this out there because it is such a limited time thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is this considered limited time magic? I don't know. Hopefully not. But it was.
This is probably better than some of the things they put out for limited time magic. But let's be honest.
Well, I hope people can tell, though. I'm excited. I think this is just, it's a home run. It was something that I walked out of the park that night. And I said, I want to do a podcast about this because this is something, you know, we get down on things from time to time. But this was something I was like, man. This was really a fun, full day for our family. And we rode two attractions at the studios. When's the last time you could say that? You know, we totally had a blast. So definitely, if you have the chance, get down there, go to the Frozen Fun Summer event. It is a lot of fun. Get out there and interact with the social. Oh, and I forgot to mention the fireworks. Yes, we got our picture on the fireworks. The first night we were there. So check out my Instagram. I about peed my pants. I was like, holy cow, we're on there. So what we did was we took a picture of us at prime time. We had dinner at prime time with Olaf that night. And our waitress took our picture. So I almost died. I was like, yeah, I won the lottery. We're in the first Frozen fireworks montage. I was so pumped. Yep. I mean, I know I'm a dork, you know, but I mean, Disney dorks, that's what we want. We want our picture
that's
up
right.
there. You know?
All those people who took video that night, you're in the video.
That's right. So I'm still smiling from that. But anyway, it was a great time. So hope you got something out of this. I am excited about it. I hope you are too. So get down there. Let us know what you think too. You know, what do you think about this? Is this a good event? Is this something that, you know, should Disney be building rides and not doing things like this? We want to hear what you have to say. So drop by the Facebook group. We're going to put this out there bright and early on Friday morning. morning. Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Also, drop by the forums, BRGuestPodcast.com/forums, and get in on the conversation. Don't forget, today's episode has been brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're going to get you to your Disney destination. They're going to make sure you're getting the best financial deal possible. But most importantly, they're going to make sure you have the most magical vacation ever. You know, they've already put together some tips for this Frozen event to make sure you get the most out of that. One of the agents actually was there. We forgot to mention this, and I wanted to throw this in there because I just totally forgot about this. But one of the agents was actually there and did the VIP package, which is $59 a person. And for that, you get a dessert party with the fireworks. You get some priority seating for like the sing-along. You get VIP space to stand for the coronation ceremony. She said it was the best $59 she spent at Disney in a long time. So just saying that she got a good value out of the VIP package. So, you know, the agents out there, just goes to show, you know, the agents of the Magic for Less, they know what they're talking about. You know, they're out there getting these experiences for their guests. I mean, of course, she wanted to see this, but now she has firsthand knowledge. You know, you can talk to Linda, find out what's going on. You know, of course, I've been there now too, so I can help you out there as well. But definitely, you know, get out there. These agents are Disney fans and professional Disney travel agents as well. It's a great mix, and they just want you to have the most magical vacation ever. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Give me a follow on Twitter. I'm at BRGuestMike, and of course, you can go back through my feed from the last couple of weeks. You're going to get lots of pictures from all over Wilderness Lodge, Riverside, all the parks. Of course, there's a whole sequence of pictures from this Frozen event. Also on Instagram, at BRGuestMike. Give me a follow over there. Lots of pictures to check out there. Also, give us a follow on Facebook, or give us a like over there, BRGuestPodcast on Facebook. Also, definitely check out the forums, brguestpodcast.com/forums, where the Disney conversation continues every day, all day. Finally, check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24/7. We are the soundtrack to your summer. That's right, magicalmouseradio.com. Hey, and also, one other thing, our iOS app has been updated for both iPad and iPhone.
Yay!
And it is so easy to take Magical Mouse Radio with you on the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app. So a lot of people say, hey, Mike, you need an app for Magical Mouse Radio. Well, guess what, guys? We have one. It's called the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app, and it's all in one. You can play the podcast on one button. You can play the radio station on the next. You can hit the Facebook group. You can hit the forums. There's even a cruise countdown for those cruising with us for Podcast Cruise 3. It's on there now. So check that out.
Awesome. Yeah, I totally forgot, and I want to put this out there. I've had a lot of people who have gone on, they won prizes on the live show, and they have not claimed them. So check the Be Our Guest Podcast page, webpage, to see if your name is listed and if you won a prize. So just letting you know, you might have won something. Yay.
Otherwise, they go back in the prize closet for next year.
Exactly, for next year, and you get nothing.
That's right. All right, we've gone way too long. It's like 2.5 shows, but we're frozen. We love it. It's like, you know, what we got
to
do.
I haven't gotten to talk to Mike in like, 3 weeks.
That's it. So Ricky, I got 3 words.
Okay.
Let it go.
Oh, okay. Right. I'll let it go.
We're going to let it go. That's right. Yoo-hoo. And they do, again, I didn't mention that the ice skating rink, Oaken comes on every 5 minutes, reminding you to go buy hot cocoa and cupcakes. And yoo-hoo, go get your ice skates. Yoo-hoo, go get your pictures about the characters. Yoo-hoo, go build a snowman. It's so fun. So, and if you go there, I promise you'll be yoo-hoo and your family for the next 2 months at minimum. I mean, we have not stopped. And I'm telling you, it's a long drive from Florida when you're yoo-hoo and every, that was the thing. Is as soon as somebody would fall asleep, yoo-hoo, don't fall asleep on the road. Anyway, oh my gosh, I'm tired. All right, so we're going to get out of here. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll be back on Monday with another fun episode. Thank you so much for being a part of the Be Our Guest Podcast family. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, and yoo-hoo.
I was going to do it.
We'll see you real soon. Go for it.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.